We gotta hurry up and do this, because someone's gotta get to Trader Joe's.
It's important. I need food. I can't be hangry. That's the all only place.
Yeah, hangry. You texted me before you got here, Thomas. I'm hangry.
I'm
gonna turn into the Hulk. So what did you do? You shoved a banana down your throat.
That's and
what
you an got. Apple.
That's how you described it to me.
Well, that's what I did. No, I go through like phases of hunger. So I try to eat when I get up in the morning or like after I work out. And then I get to work, and after like an hour of being there, I need food. And then I try to hold off until lunch, and then I like eat more food. And then by like 3 p.m., I'm in like a phase of hanger that does not go away until I go home.
So it sounds like you have a rigorous schedule for eating.
Yeah, I just really enjoy food, and I'm always hungry.
But do you say, oh, it's 3 o'clock, I have to eat a snack now?
Yeah, like I try to eat every 2 hours.
Is that healthier?
That's what I was told to do by my personal trainer.
You have a personal trainer now.
I do.
God damn it, Nicole Roberts. I walk away for 6 months and now we're back here and it's like you're a different person, but at the same time, you still have some of the same qualities that we all know and feel bad about.
Yeah. No, I used to never step foot in a gym. As you know, I was never athletic. I was like, hiding in classrooms.
Right. You never did the sports in the high school or even college.
No, not at all. I tried in middle school. I was a cheerleader, which I don't know in middle school if you can consider that a sport.
You're in the yearbook as a cheerleader.
Yeah. Did you not know that?
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't remember every page of my middle school yearbook.
You went to the same school as me, didn't you?
That is true.
Wait,
Baker.
Did you go to Baker?
Yeah, I went to Baker. Well, you wouldn't have remembered me in Baker.
Yeah, well, clearly you don't remember me either.
Well, anyway, tell us about your cheerleading and how important that was.
It was super important to me at the time. And like, that was fun. I was on top of the pyramid.
Oh.
And it was scary because I got dropped a lot.
Was that on purpose?
Maybe. I don't know if they hated
me. Do you still
me.
Talk to these other cheerleaders?
No.
Were you friends with them? Because often when you have middle school friends, when you get to the high school, you're not hanging out with that same group. So were any of these the same? Like, what was the situation?
No, I think we were just friends in middle school. And then I think that's exactly what happened. Once we got to high school, we just kind of went our separate ways.
And I know half of us went to different high schools.
Yeah.
From that perspective.
Yeah, I feel like I don't really have many friends from middle school. Like, I don't think a lot of them carried on to high school, actually.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I feel like once I got to high school, I was friends with people from other middle schools.
And you just didn't keep in touch?
Nah.
But that was when Facebook was starting.
Yeah, I wasn't allowed to get Facebook until 9th grade. My parents thought it was dangerous. So I wasn't like part of that. Like I never had a MySpace. I never was on like IM, I think, or whatever.
Instant Messenger.
Yeah, I wasn't allowed to have that. And like if I was going to use the internet, I had to have permission.
Yeah. Would you remember those old days when the computer, all it was good for was that ping pong game and paint?
Yeah.
And
yep. Oh, paint.
And not knowing how to use Minesweeper.
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. That's so true. Mm-hmm. I tried really hard.
Everyone tried and no one ever got it.
Yeah. I had a lot of those games like the Jumpstart First Grade or like Jumpstart Typing.
Yeah.
I was really into those. I got a free game in a cereal box called Backyard Baseball.
You got a computer game in a cereal box?
Yeah. Like it was just like a disc and they gave, it was like in like a
in brand. The cereal?
Yeah.
Was it in a plastic
cover? You
know how
like cereal boxes used to get like little prizes in them? Do you not remember that?
Well, I understand the concept. What cereal was this where you were getting discs?
I don't remember.
It wasn't Frosted Flakes, was it?
It might have been. It was one of those. It was one of those like
it was
sugary,
a big one.
Like terrible for
It wasn't
you
some
cereal.
Off-brand thing that was trying to give you a virus with
no,
a disc
it was
in
like,
the cereal box.
No, it was like a normal like sugary kid cereal and they had different computer games. And one of them was Backyard Baseball and that was
I've never heard of Backyard Baseball, so I'm still skeptical that it might be a virus.
No, it was so much fun. You like made your baseball teams and you picked your players and you just like played baseball in like backyards. It was really cool.
If you say so.
I spent a lot of time on that. Roller Coaster Tycoon.
I remember that. You know, I never played that on my own. I only got to do that in a middle school project that we had.
Oh, man, I tore that up. At home.
Were you? Is that a game where you're by yourself or are you communicating with people?
You're by yourself. You're like building a park.
You
like
just build a park by yourself?
Yeah. Yeah, I did that a lot. Maybe that explains why I'm so weird because I spent a lot of time in my parents' basement.
I wish people could see your crazy eyes right now.
It's the realization is like why I am the way I am. Yeah. Mm.
Well, I don't know how we got here so fast.
I don't either.
But I wanted to say I appreciate your friendship, because you're someone that I've known, well, kind of knew in middle school, as we established, but apparently we got to know each other in high school.
Yeah.
And we've kept in touch after all these years. I can't believe we graduated 6 years ago.
That's
now.
That's disgusting. We're so old.
I know. Like, I have more to say on that too.
It's gross.
But that's what I mean. I mean, we're surviving more days as adults.
Yeah.
And here we are.
I feel like I finally reached full adulthood.
Why is that?
I am like moved out of my parents. I'm paying all of my own bills, everything.
Wow.
I have a steady career and I just feel like I'm at the point where I go to bed at 9 p.m. and I'm okay with it. You know,
you were riding that curve all the way up and then, oh no, she goes to bed at 9 p.m.
Like my hobbies have changed. Like I said, I like work out a lot now, mm-hmm. where like I never used to do that before, but like, I just feel like my priorities are very different than what they were like 2 years ago when I graduated.
So speaking of priorities.
Yeah.
Our friendship.
Yep.
It's been 6 months since we saw each other.
Yep.
So what do you think of that?
I'm a busy woman.
You're a busy woman. Yes. I'm busy myself. Not to say that I just sit around and podcast every day, all day.
Yeah.
But I'm asking because like you said, you've reached peak adulthood. I'm on my way. Many people our age are in that situation.
Yeah.
What do you think in terms of how often an adult friendship should have interaction? Do you think we're at a good pace? Do you think this is healthy?
I mean, maybe we could hang out a little more than 6 months, like, but at the same time, we can hang out like we are now, and right. It's like no time has like passed.
That is true.
So I feel like that kind of like determines how good.
So it depends on the dynamic to begin with.
Yeah. And like usually like I don't see all of my friends all the time. Like I see my coworkers and like some of my friends that live really close to me, I see more often. But some of like my really close friends who don't live in the area, it might be once a month or once every few months. But I still keep in contact with them, like Snapchat, texting. You don't have to talk to someone every day to maintain a friendship, but at least have some, like we've texted here and there, like right. had some interaction.
Right. You always keep me in the loop on the tragedies in your life.
Thank you.
Speaking of which,
thank you.
Let's get right to the good stuff, okay. Nicole Roberts.
Yeah.
What's happened?
What's happened with my dating life, with my...
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. I already blanked. I know I... What are...
I know. You had to give me notes. Let's start with the guy who lost his car.
Oh, yeah. So...
Again, I need to go back to how sad... You know I love you. How sad is it that I have to remind you of which terrible occurrence was this again?
Yeah, I know, because there's always so many. I'm like to the point where I go on a date and I just expect it to be terrible, mm-hmm. because it's just happened so much. I have lost all like hope, honestly. That sounds really depressing, but like I have, and it does. I'm okay with it. I think it's funny. But yeah, I was on this date and it went terrible, like the date itself. And I just wanted to get out of there, but he wanted to walk around downtown Royal Oak. And we were walking and he was like, I'm going to be honest with you. I have no idea where my car is. And he's like, I never come down here. And he lives a mile away. So like, I didn't understand that. Like, I guess he just never goes like downtown Royal Oak. And I'm like, I don't know how to help you. I don't even know you. Like, this is our first time meeting. Like, do you know what building you parked by? Like, what side of the street you were on? And he didn't know. So we were just kind of like wandering around. And then he's like, oh, wait, I took a picture of like the restaurant it was outside of. So he pulls up the picture and it's like some new restaurant that I didn't know of. And I wasn't sure where it was.
The plot thickens.
Yeah. And so he starts panicking and he's like, I don't know what to do. Like, if you don't know where it is, like, I guess we're just going to have to keep walking until we find it. And I'm like, have you heard of Google Maps? You can literally just type it in and it'll come right up. And so that's what he did. And so we walked to his car, we found it. And then he was very nice and he offered to drive me to my car. And I just wanted the night to be over. So I was like, you know, my car is just around the corner. It's just a lot easier for me to walk to it than for you to drive to it. My car was 5 minutes away, but I just didn't want to be with him anymore. And then he texted me 5 minutes later when he got home, because he lives 5 minutes away. Yeah, he had no idea where his car was. He texted me and said he had a great time and wanted to know when I was free next.
Oh, that's really quick.
Yeah, but I was like, how in your right mind do you think that went well?
Yeah. How long, what were you walking around for the car, would you say?
Probably like 15 to 20 minutes.
So that's enough to be okay, let's get the show on the road here.
Right. And like I said, the date itself before that already wasn't going great. Like nothing that's like
super. Yeah. Making you do backflips.
Yeah. And it just wasn't great. He told me that he didn't like Harry Potter, which is an automatic like cut your
disqualification.
Dropped. He, no, you know what he said? He was like, well, haven't you like outgrown that?
Oh,
I was offended. Yeah. I was like, you are, know your audience, man. Cause I was not happy about
that. I'm surprised there's people out there who still have that mindset that you have to outgrow a big, you know, franchise like that, because
you don't outgrow Harry Potter.
Well, anything. Think of how hard it would be to find anyone in this country that isn't into either Harry Potter, Star Wars, Marvel, and Lord of the Rings. Yeah. Pick any franchise. Yeah. You're going to find a lot of people out there that like it.
Yeah. So I don't know. He was a no, but I was very nice. And I just like was straight up with him and took the mature route and was like, I'm just not interested. Thank you though.
I can't get past the part where you ended up finding it because it was on his Google, like his location was pinged on his maps.
No, he took a photo when he parked. He took a photo of the restaurant because he had a feeling he would forget where he was.
Yeah.
And he didn't remember that until after a while of us searching.
So we had to find the restaurant on Google.
Yeah. So then he panicked because I had never heard of this restaurant, so I didn't know where to go. And so he started panicking, and that's when I was like, bro, like Google Maps is a thing for a reason.
Right.
So I just, yeah.
I was wondering because every time I get out of my car now, my phone will give me a notification. Your parked location has been updated.
Technology is scary.
And I never set for that to happen. It just started happening.
Mine
one
does
day.
That too. And I mean, honestly, I like it because like sometimes I forget where I'm at, to be fair. But it is scary. Like technology knows everything. Like it's so crazy whenever you're talking about something, like something super random. Like one time I was talking about Invisalign with one of my friends because she really wanted to get it. And then that night I was scrolling through Instagram and Invisalign ads came up. And it was just like me talking like right now. I wasn't even on my phone.
They're listening.
Yeah, it's scary. Like they know everything. I could think something without saying it out loud and the ad pops up. It's weird.
You want to do a test right now?
Yeah.
How about, Lay's potato chips. Is that too common?
Love Lay's potato chips.
Yeah, Lay's potato chips. After this podcast, I'm going to go get me some Lay's potato chips.
I'll let you know if it comes up. I wouldn't be surprised. Or, you know, we were talking about Trader Joe's, so Trader Joe's ads might pop up.
That too.
Yeah.
That's not, if you see something for Lay's potato chips or Trader Joe's or even Hawaiian shirts.
Yeah. Yeah. Anything that we talk about today, if anything comes up tonight, I will let you know. I won't be surprised, mm-hmm. but I'll let you know.
So if I walked in, we're going to get back to your dating stories. But if I walked in to Trader Joe's with a Hawaiian shirt, how long until someone noticed I'm not a real employee?
I think you'd fit right in.
Yeah.
You know, the thing that I love about Trader Joe's is everyone there is so friendly all the time. Like, you know, being a cashier sucks and like being in retail and grocery sucks.
Because you've lived that life.
Yeah, I've lived that life. And I know that like there's a certain point where you're just so annoyed with every human interaction that you have to have that you can't always hide it. Like you can't. But these people do a great job and they're always so friendly. And I feel like they genuinely care about your day. And like they always give you like food suggestions because Trader Joe's has really awesome food. Like anyone who goes to Trader Joe's like has a deep passion for the grocery store, including myself. Like I will never go back to like any other grocery store because it's just, I mean, there's something really? You can't get there. But like it's amazing. They have like an amazing frozen section. They have like their frozen section's impeccable. And then just like all of their stuff is like really good. Their produce is all really good. And everything is like Trader Joe's branded and like it's like their own products.
Like how Kroger has Kroger water.
Yeah, but everything's Trader Joe's. And I mean, they have even like their face masks are really great. Like things you wouldn't expect. And then they have really cheap wine. If you're like into drinking wine, they have like $3 bottles. if you're like into making Moscow mules, they have really good ginger beer. 10 out of 10 would recommend that. Their chocolate's really good. Yeah, I love it. I could go on.
Yeah, you could go on and list all the food that's in the grocery store.
They have like healthier snacks too. So like in their like chip section, they have like quinoa chips that are delicious, by the way. So it's like a healthy place. It's great. And they have a lot of vegan options if you're into that.
So it's dedicated to just healthy people?
I wouldn't say so. I mean,
they have all spectrums there?
Yeah, but I'd say for the most part, it's pretty healthy, pretty organic, but like very affordable. And that's why I love it because I go there and I get my groceries for the entire week and I spend like $35.
So what's the difference between Trader Joe's and Whole Foods?
Whole Foods is a lot more bougie and like 10 times more expensive. Like Whole Foods is crazy expensive. It's insane.
And is there any reason for it to be more expensive?
I think it's just like a bougie place.
Wow.
Because like I bought chickpea pasta there. I'm trying to like not eat normal pasta to be like healthier. And it was $7 at Whole Foods. And then I went to like, it's not at Trader Joe's, but I went to like Target or Kroger and it was $3. So they really skyrocket their prices. It's great. Like, I think they have good products and like their, I think their produce is really good, but just like expect to spend a lot of money.
Well, I guess I will.
I'm like really into groceries now.
Really?
Now that I live by myself, I like have to fend for myself.
Right, right.
So I've tried like every store imaginable. Yeah. And then I've landed on Trader Joe's.
You make sure you know what you're buying.
Yeah.
And everything you buy, you have a use for it.
Yeah, because I used grocery shopping. It still kind of does. But it used to really stress me out because I would just go and just buy random stuff. And then I would get home and I would have all this random stuff that I couldn't do anything with. Like I could eat it like individually, but I didn't get stuff to like make dinners or lunches. And now I'm like super into meal prepping. So I know what I need to buy, how much of it that I need to buy. And then I just meal prep on Sundays. And then all week I have food ready for me. Except today because I didn't meal prep enough this week.
Yeah, you had to scarf down a banana and an apple in your car.
I just didn't make enough. So that's why I have to go back to Trader Joe's today and then meal prep for the next 2 days.
Look at you. You're like a hunter-gatherer type person now.
I know.
Let's get back to this dating life of yours.
Of course. Are we going to talk about the magician?
It sounds like you want to talk about the magician.
I do, because last time I was on this podcast.
I think it was the first time you were on.
Yep, and then we brought it up last time when we were going over.
Because that was about a year ago now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Over even.
Yeah. So the magician came back, and this was back around Christmas. So it has been a while since we've seen each other. But he was at this holiday party, the same one that I had gone to the year before. And it was the same exact guy. And this year he got his own performance. Like they had a stage set up for him and they made everyone stop talking.
So they liked this magician so much last year that they had to bring him back.
Yep. Same guy. Yep. And so it was really uncomfortable because all night I was like walking around, networking, doing my thing. And he kept looking at me. Like we kept making eye contact. And I was like, why is the magician staring at me? There's no way he remembers last year. Like, no way. And it was just super awkward, and we just literally made awkward eye contact all night. And then my aunt is again at this party again, and she's like, so the magician, like, are we gonna give another shot this year? Like, should we go for it? And I was like, no, like, not into it. So anyways, I was leaving to head out, and the magician stopped me, and he goes, do I know you from somewhere? And I was like, I was here last year, but other than that, like, no. And he was like asking me where I went to school, and like we did not go to the same school, college, high school, whatever. And so he just like kept asking me like questions about myself. And then my aunt is also on her way out, and she heads up to him and she goes, give her a chance. She's a really nice girl, in front of me.
Oh, wow.
And so I'm standing there completely mortified because my aunt just said, give her a chance. Like, as if I don't look desperate enough, like talking to this guy on my way out.
Did you want to be talking to this guy?
I guess I didn't like mind it. Like he was like keeping a conversation, but I didn't go up to him with the intention of, I'm going to walk out of here with a date with a magician tonight.
And he wasn't wearing eyeliner.
No, I don't think so.
Because magicians sometimes do that.
Yeah. No, he was just like, he was like a nerdy magician.
Okay.
He was just very like, kind of just like.
So more like the Carbonaro effect.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. And so anyways, after my aunt said that and ran away, I looked at him and I was like, I'm so sorry. Like that was mortifying. And he's like, no, that was like really cool. And so he's like, well, like we could like grab a drink or something sometime. And I was like, yeah, sure. Sounds good. And I gave him my business card. I was like, here's my business card. I gotta go. And I just like left, and he never reached out. So it was definitely a pity. Like your aunt just begged me to take you on a date. There's clearly something wrong with you. So I'm going to pity you, take your business card, and then never speak to you again.
That's not how I expected it to go.
Yeah.
I thought that he remembered you and he was making excuses and pretending not to remember who
you were. Well, I think that he probably did. But then when I play dumb, maybe, I don't know. But like we were making awkward eye contact all night long until like he finally like said something.
While he was doing his act?
While he was doing his act, before he was doing his act, like when he was setting up and I was like networking, I would like catch him staring at me. And I'd be like, bro, I'm just trying to network. Why are you staring?
What is it about you that makes people want to stare at you?
I don't know.
It's not like you're wearing hooped earrings or anything.
There's nothing wrong with hoop earrings, first of all.
I'm not saying there's something wrong with that. I'm just saying that would make people, you know, look in your direction more often.
Well, also, I was probably like significantly like the youngest person in the room.
Okay. There you go.
So that could have been. There you go. That could have been why.
That's the reason.
Yeah. But he did approach me and like ask if he knew me. So I feel like he was also trying to figure out like, where do I know this girl from? I don't know.
So are you going to have to deal with him for every year for the rest of your life?
I think so. I was talking to like the people in charge of that party and they're like, yeah, we really like him. We'll probably have him come back next year. And I'm like, okay, well, I can't come back because that's embarrassing. Or maybe I will and just give him my business card again until he calls me. I don't want to date a magician. That's scary. They're like always going to be playing tricks on you.
You think in just the regular life, like in the living room, watching TV, all of a sudden he's going to do a magic
Probably.
Trick. Why would he probably do that?
I don't know. He probably thinks it's cool. He's just practicing. You can't let those skills, like, you know, well, you gotta.
I'm a filmmaker. That doesn't mean I'm making films every minute of every day.
Yeah, but magicians are weird. There was a magician last weekend at the bar, and he was doing magic tricks at the bar. I mean, granted, he was just trying
to. Was he paid to be there?
No. He just showed up and he came up to me. He's like, you want to see a magic trick? And I was like, okay. And then afterwards, he's like, all right, can I buy you a drink now? And I was like, no. And then I left because magicians scare me. So he was doing magic tricks.
Did something happen when you were younger that made you afraid of magicians?
No, I just think that they're weird. They do weird magic and I don't understand how it works. And they'll never tell you their secrets. And I just think it's like, I don't like it. I don't like not understanding how things work.
You do understand it's not real magic. It's illusions.
I know. And I don't like it because I try to figure out the illusions.
I don't get this. You told me on this very podcast, this very episode, I am a huge Harry Potter fan.
Yeah, but
you're afraid of magicians.
Yeah, okay. Harry Potter and magicians are not the same thing. How dare you compare them? They're not the same. Harry Potter's real magic. Magicians are creepy, weird illusions, and they never tell you. And like I said, I like to understand how things work, and they won't tell me. And it really.
What's your Twitter handle? What's your Twitter handle?
Are you actually asking me?
Like, do you know off the top of your head?
Yeah, it's at Nikki_Robert7.
J.K. Rowling, I want you to tweet Nicole Roberts here about magic.
My girl.
I need you to figure this out with her. She needs help.
Yeah, no, I don't.
Help her overcome this.
No, it's just, magicians are weird. I've never liked them.
There was one where a guy wasn't there.
Could you remind me? Oh, wait, the one. yeah, I feel like in the past 6 months since I haven't seen you, I've gotten rejected a lot. So I did this thing.
So hold on, how are you getting rejected? Are these on dating apps?
No. Let me get there.
Oh, gosh.
So I did. I told myself, I called it a dating freeze. And anyone who hears me say this is rolling their eyes right now because I haven't actually been on a dating freeze because low-key I've been going on dates. But in my brain, a dating freeze is me not proactively seeking out dates. So I'm not on dating apps. I'm not at the bar looking for a guy to buy me a drink. I'm just living my best life. And if someone approaches me, or if a friend wants to set me up, I'll go for it. But I'm not proactively trying to date.
You're nothing but dust in the wind. And if you happen to get caught in a garbage bag or something.
Yep. Yeah.
So literally, you're garbage on the side of the road.
I'm trash.
And you're waiting for a convict doing community service to come along with one of those sticks and start poking you.
Yeah. Yep. Basically.
Okay. So you have this mindset. That's your philosophy. What happens?
That's my philosophy. So my friends and family are just so concerned at this point because it's just been going so terribly. And they try setting me up or they try pushing friends on me. And it's just none of it goes well because when someone sets you up, there's like this added pressure because like you want to feel like you want to like this person because you have a friend in the background who's like rooting for you. And then if it goes bad, it's like, what side does your friend take? You know, it's messy and I don't like it. Like I don't like being set up. So anyways, I got invited to this like luxury invite only party and I had a plus one. And I was told about it like 2 days before. So I desperately was trying to find a plus one. And I don't understand if people think that like me asking them to go to something like this is like me proposing for marriage, because like that's what they were acting like. And one guy told me that I wasn't worth the drive to Detroit because it was too far.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, that's rude. Like, I just thought we could hang out and have a good time. But
is this someone
not.
Who like you were on good terms with before this? And all of a sudden?
Yeah. Like it was someone who like we had gone on a date before, and then timing just was bad and we didn't have like, it just didn't work out. And so I thought, okay, this would be a good opportunity for us to chat it up again and like see where things go, whatever. Sure. But also it could just be a friendship thing, like whatever. And that was the response I got. So I was like, okay, well, that's a slap in the face. I asked someone else and he was like, I'd rather go to the gym. And I'm like, am I really that awful to hang out with?
Is this someone who usually goes to the gym?
Yeah, he's like a gym rat for sure.
So he has an addiction.
And like, I get that. Like, you know, you do you. If you have a passion and you have goals for yourself, do it. But like, you can also have a life and like you can go to the gym in the morning or go to the gym before, or go to the gym after. But like to tell someone that you'd rather go to the gym than like hang out with them, I just think is a big slap in the face.
Yeah, why can't they just say they're busy or something?
Exactly. And you know that those two things happened within 10 minutes of each other? So my self-esteem was real low.
Then they took a plane to Germany.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. Like, am I really, you've known me for years. Am I really that awful to hang out with?
I don't think you're awful.
I just don't get it. Like, I feel like I'm like, cool.
Then again, I only see you every 6 months.
Yeah, but when you hang out with me, is it that terrible that you wouldn't want to drive 20 minutes to Detroit or give up one gym session to go to like this cool once in a lifetime luxurious event with free food and drinks?
No. That wouldn't be a problem at all.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And also, I just had a wedding that I went to. Again, needed a plus one. And
but come on, you knew about that for months in advance.
I did. Okay. And so I was asking for months in advance, kept getting rejected. Mm. And then I ended up just RSVPing solo because I was like, this isn't worth it. I'll just go alone and have a great time. And I had another friend who was going. And it turns out that my friend wanted us to bring a plus one for like the seating purposes and like the venue purposes. Like he kind of just like assumed we'd bring a plus one. So when they made their reservations, they had a certain number of people that needed to be at the venue. So basically he texted us and was like, you guys need to bring plus one. So then I'm like desperately trying to find someone. And again, no one will come with me. And it's because they think that I'm like asking them on a date or that I want to date them. And I'm like, no, I just need someone to like hang out with me and like come to this wedding. And they're like acting like I'm proposing. And I just don't understand.
How are you? I don't know. I mean, guys can be weird.
Oh, I'm yeah, sure. You think?
So I don't know if it's anything to do on your end. I don't know if there could be, just speaking candidly, I don't know if there could be an improvement in how the text message or the wording is placed.
I literally said, hey, do you want to go to this wedding with me? I really desperately need a plus one. Do you want to go be friends? Okay,
I think desperate might have. If you said desperate, that might
But I
have.
Also said as like a buddy, not like a date.
Okay. I don't know. The man, I'm not a typical man brain, although.
Well.
Yeah, see, unless someone else wants to debate that. But I get the impression that a lot of guys out there are always suspicious and
like
they're just over the top and they overthink. The guys are big overthinkers.
See, and that's wild to me because everyone always says the girls are the overthinkers.
Mm. If a guy thinks at all, he's an overthinker. That's what I say.
Yeah.
If you're a guy, you're either totally clueless and you're not engaged at all, or you're like going a mile a minute in your head.
Yeah.
So
I guess that makes sense. I don't know. All I'm saying is I went through a phase where I was like, you know what? I'm just going to make the first move and I'll just like be bold and just do it. And then I just got rejected, like hardcore rejected.
You know, there's a lot of guys out there who say, oh, I wish the girl would make the first move.
Yeah, and then you do.
Yeah.
That's why we don't do it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm just over it. So I'm just living my best life and I'm focusing on my fitness
mm-hmm.
and my career. And I'm very happy. I'm a cat, you know?
You have a cat.
You didn't know that? You have a cat named Maurice.
Maurice. He's so cool. I remember Maurice.
I got him the day after I graduated. It was my graduation gift to myself.
You went by yourself to get your cat.
Well, my mom came with me. But I told myself sophomore year of college, I was sitting in my dorm room and I was like, you know what? I really want a cat named Maurice. Now is not the time. I'm in college. I can't keep a creature alive. So I told myself when I graduated, I would get a cat and I would name him Maurice. And I did it the day after.
Look at that. You visualized it.
You set a goal and you go for it. Yeah. You believe you can achieve. Is that the...
I don't know. There's a lot of sayings out there.
Yeah.
I noticed, and of course you have alluded to this, but I've noticed that you have become a person who is always posting
their workout bringing it up
on Instagram every day. Oh, what's Nicole Roberts doing? Oh, she's doing something. I don't know what you call that, but she's doing something with her body.
Yep. Working out.
So you're focusing on your health.
Yeah.
More so than before.
Yeah. So I used to be scared of the gym.
Why was that?
I didn't know what to do when I got there.
It was intimidating.
It's intimidating. You're around people who go every day and who like are really strong and just like really know what they're doing. And then I go in there and I'm like, what does this machine do? It looks interesting.
So now you're going to the gym. Do you go by yourself?
So, I go to two different types of gyms.
Oh, God. Don't make me regret asking this.
Well, you know I do Cycle Bar. We've talked about that.
So you consider that its own gym type?
Yeah, it's like a boutique gym.
Boutique gym?
Yeah,
I've never heard those two words together.
The studio.
Almost like jazzercising or yoga.
Yeah, exactly.
How it's its own thing.
Yeah, but like all that's there is bikes.
Okay.
But so for that.
So you were doing that and that wasn't enough for you?
No. So I ended up going to this other gym where I'm now a brand ambassador for them. And basically.
Explain that. Yes.
When I work out, I have to post photos, videos, whatever on my social media and tag them. And that's
so it's not just that you're showing off, you're advertising.
No. And that's like what I want people to know is that like I really don't enjoy posting videos of me working out because I've always thought that that was just kind of like annoying when I saw people do it.
You're one of those people.
Yeah, because I'm like, I don't care that you're at the gym as I sit on my couch eating chips, you know, it's just like annoying. But now I'm like that person. And I feel like once I got into the routine of it, I can't stop. And like, I like it now and I'm like a healthier human. And if I don't work out, I like crave it because my body's so used to it.
Do you have to ask someone to help you take this picture or this video?
Yeah, I'll usually ask my trainer. Or one of my, I have another friend who's doing the brand ambassador thing as well.
So you're this, I'm just going to say ambassador.
Yeah.
Do you get paid to do this?
No.
So why do you agree to it?
Just like discounts on like the gym.
Okay. So there is something you get.
Yeah. But I'm not like getting like a paycheck or
anything. You're not on payroll.
Yeah. Just like discounts.
Mm-hmm. And so does the trainer have to be there when you do it so that they know you're actually doing it?
Yeah. Like he's training me. So I'm like promoting him.
Wait, he's training you not just physically, but training you also how to post on Instagram.
No. I do that myself. I don't need someone to tell
me
how to post.
But he has to be there when you're posting. He has to know you're doing it.
Well, he can see it because I'm tagging him. So he also is on social media.
So you have to tag him.
I have to tag him. Otherwise, people wouldn't know where I'm at. So I have to tag him and the location.
Wow.
I go twice a week. I have to go twice a week. And I have to post each session. So twice a week I post. And then I used to be a brand ambassador for Cycle Bar as well. So on the days I wasn't at the gym, I was posting that I was at Cycle Bar. And actually, someone behind my back went to one of my friends and was like, I'm kind of concerned for Nicole because she's always at the gym. Is she okay? I'm like, yes, I'm fine. I'm just trying to stay fit.
She's getting in shape. So the next guy that does her wrong, she can murder him.
Exactly.
And she'll
see my motive.
She'll be strong enough to carry the body out to the lake.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But yeah, it's sometimes embarrassing to have those on my story all the time because I just like I don't look at myself and think she's super fit, you know, like mm-hmm. I just like and everyone knows me as the girl that never was into physical exercise or sports. And now I'm like, look at me lifting this weight. It's kind of odd for me to process still, but mm-hmm. it motivates me to actually go and I'm learning a lot and I have meal plans now, and I know what to do when I go into a gym. And
right. The routine is helping you, basically.
Yeah. And now I'm training to be a spin instructor so y'all can come to my classes.
So how does this come about? Because you're going to the cycle bar for a year at least now, right? Yep.
It's been a little over a year now.
As someone who is paying for their services to be provided to you, this utilization of the space, now you're going to be an employee?
Yeah, basically.
Even though you have your adult job that is anonymous still on the podcast, I'm assuming.
Yeah, sure is.
You need another job.
Yeah, but I don't look at it as a job, more so just like a hobby. And this is so cheesy and cliche, but it's like a way to help people. Because like I never went to the gym. I never did any sort of physical exercise. But like I found like my love for it through spin. And so I was like motivated by my instructors. So like if I can help one other person do what they did for me, I think that's really cool. And also I think it's fun. So if I can get paid to do something I love, why not?
So you're going to be this person in the front of the room yelling out at people. Yep. We're going up a hill.
Yeah, and I get to like make my own playlists, and it's going to be great. But
did you have to audition?
So I'm in that process right now. So I'm training right now for the audition. I'm getting officially certified in 3 weeks. And then there's like 2 auditions that I have to do. So hopefully by like mid to late summer, I'll be fully like onboarded and approved and ready to go. But in the meantime, I'll be hardcore training.
So let me hear it.
Hear what?
Let me hear what you're going to say. They're going to want to see you can project your voice.
That's what I'm trying to figure out. It's like, what kind of instructor do I want to be? Because you have the instructors that just like scream at you and like scare you. And then you have, you know, like the ones that are keep going. Like, I don't know.
But they're scaring you?
Well, yeah, they're like,
They're invoking fear
in a motivational way. Like it makes you want to just like keep going. And then you have the instructors that are really like inspirational, that are like throwing inspirational quotes at you.
That's what I'm familiar with. I've never heard of just you know like scaring people you, like, and boot camp you know threat
type of thing.
Okay, so this is like the military now.
Yeah, some instructors are like that. It just depends on what motivates you. So I need to figure. I don't think I could pull off the whole boot camp thing because I have a hard time like. No. Yelling. But I also don't really like motivational quotes because I think that they're lame. So I feel like I'm just going to be like that chill instructor that's like, yo, like do your thing, keep pushing, you got this type of person. But I guess we'll find out once I get in front of the room and I have people in my class.
So you're going to forfeit to the stereotypical white girl and just memorizing all these inspirational quotes and just
maybe
do your thing, everyone.
I don't know. We'll see. I feel like I won't know start.
If you get the part, if they award you a part in the play of what we call life.
Yep.
I will attend.
Oh, you are 100% attending.
One session.
Okay.
I will not commit to a subscription or
a membership.
Membership, whatever.
Yeah.
You call it. But I will go to one of these. I like riding my bike, so I think it would be an okay experience.
I love when people compare it to riding their bike. You're going to die. And I'm so excited.
Maybe I'll just stand off to the side and watch you.
You can just like sit in the back corner and like pretend like you're doing what I'm
would
doing.
I be allowed to just sit there?
You can do whatever you want. You're in control of your own bike.
Oh, okay. Like, so I would still have to be on the bike. I thought for a moment you're like, just sit in the corner on the bench. And I'm like, what are you talking about?
No, like you can sit in the back on a bike.
So I can get on the bike and I can just go at my own speed. I don't have to
like watch me and like make fun of me.
Really?
I mean, you should like the purpose of it.
Right.
But like, I can't control you.
My purpose of being there is to see you and how you are doing because I want to help you and give you notes, improve your performance.
Thank you. That's so generous.
That's me being a friend.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So just sit in the back, do your thing. I don't care.
Okay.
Just don't distract
me. You're going to let me know and we're going to talk about it on the podcast.
Oh, yeah. I'll be back in 6 months.
I look forward to this.
Yeah.
Hey, Troy is usually a safe city, right?
I'd say so.
So guess what? Last night in this very neighborhood that we're in right now, there was a news article that I just read a couple hours ago, and apparently a drunk person broke into someone's house at 1 a.m, thinking it was their house.
It was me.
Oh, well, I wasn't going there, but now that you've admitted this crime. No, but this person, she blew a 0.21 alcohol, and she was She had to be, you know, forced to the ground by the police.
On a Tuesday night? This happened last
night,
you said?
Yeah, last night, yeah.
Wow.
Well, yeah, so Wednesday morning, Tuesday night, 1 in the morning.
Yeah, but like, who's getting turned? Yeah. Unless you're in college.
She is a 26-year-old person, so I don't... She could be in grad school, but
wow.
I don't know.
I mean, still, like, I meant, like, if you're in a college town.
Right.
Not wandering the suburbs of Troy.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
It just makes me think, well, that's like right down the street.
Yeah, it could have been your house.
It could have been, easily.
I would have laughed.
You would have laughed.
I'd have been like, girl, let me help you. Are you doing okay?
Oh, if the person broke into your house.
Yeah.
You wouldn't freak out.
I mean, if they weren't like being violent, I mean, I'd probably be like scared. But once I realized it was some 26-year-old girl who's just trash, I'd be like, oh my God, you need some help. And I'd help them.
Well, coming from a university that you have come from, you must have seen certain things.
Yeah, I've seen a lot. You just got to help everyone out. Make sure they get home safe, you know? Everyone has those nights.
I think those are stories for another podcast. I have one more thing from my day today that I wanted to tell you before we signed off here.
Okay.
So, as you know, I am a filmmaker for the school district.
Yeah. Look at you with an adult job.
I know.
You've made it.
Have I made it?
I think so. Yeah, I'm not being sarcastic.
I think it's the best stepping stone that I could have asked for. Yeah. That's how I would put it.
Yeah.
Anyway, I am at our old stomping ground where you used to be cheerleader.
Oh, Baker Middle School.
Baker Middle School, that's right. I'm in there for
you. Can look on the wall and see me.
Are you still on the wall?
If they still... Oh, man. They might not be. It's been more than
you,
10
you
years.
Mean, you it mean the 20, class photo?
No, in the...
The actual cheerleader photo.
Yeah, they... Well, at least when we were there, I think it was
I don't
like,
know. Middle school was over 10 years ago.
Yeah, but okay. They have the, if I'm like remembering this correctly, they have the gym.
Yes.
And they have like a little.
The
like,
lobby.
The lobby mm-hmm. area. And then the other side, they have the cafeteria.
Yes.
In that lobby area, they used to have photos of all the athletics and cheerleaders were on that wall and they had them from every year. So if they still have that, if you look in the 07, 08 or 06, 07, you should see me.
I'll try.
Can you believe that was over like 10 years ago?
That's when I mean. It's a long time ago. We started kindergarten in the year 2000.
Wow. When you said that, I thought of Jonas Brothers. The year 3000.
The 3000?
Yeah, I'm trying to get tickets to their concert, by the way. Oh, did you hear that they're back?
Yes, I heard. It's everywhere.
Yeah, are you going to go? Because like going this is like Jonas a dream Brothers. Come true. I'm willing to like destroy my credit card for them.
How much are you willing to pay?
$200.
For a nosebleed seat, just to be there?
No, $200 could get you like kind of close.
For the Jonas Brothers?
I think so.
You sure?
Well,
because Nick and Joe, they're pretty big now.
Yeah. Well, fun fact, I actually saw Joe at CMU because he came for a DNCE concert
mm-hmm.
and like no one bought tickets for this concert. And it was like in like our small gym area.
Wow.
So I was pretty close to Joe Jonas and it was pretty great. He was amazing.
Why didn't that sell so well?
I mean, you're in a college town. No one really cares about DNCE. They want like Waka Flocka or something.
Well, in that case, I wonder why DNCE would even book it. Was this when they had their big hit and everything?
Yeah. The Cake by the Ocean.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's surprising. But yeah. I guess it happens.
But anyways, I'm just really excited that they're back together. I've been listening to their songs on repeat. You bet they're going to be in my spin playlists. And I'm just so excited for their concert. And I've only been to a few concerts in my life, and there are only a few people that I would like spend certain amounts of money on.
Do you ever go to DTE or Pine Knob, as the boomers say?
I've never been to... Wait, Pine Knob is the same thing as DTE?
Yeah.
Oh, I've called it DTE.
Well, it used to be called Pine Knob.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah,
it used to be called Pine Knob.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
The people who have been around longer still call it Pine Knob, but it's legally it's DTE.
When I think Pine Knob, I think of like the skiing.
Right. Well, it's all right there.
Oh, I never realized.
You don't realize
your geographical location. But yeah, I've been to DTE. I saw Rascal Flatts there twice.
Okay.
And then I've seen Demi Lovato in concert. I've seen Ed Sheeran in concert.
Ed Sheeran.
The Killers was actually my first concert in high school, senior year. Adam Burns actually convinced me to go to that one. who else have I seen? I think that's it. And then DNCE, Waka Flocka.
Waka Flocka.
Yeah, that was cool. Snuck into that one.
You snuck into Waka Flocka.
It was in college, and it was just at like the Ratchet Club. Snuck in.
The Ratchet Club.
It's called Wayside. It's like a really trashy club in Mount Pleasant. If anyone goes to Central, you know
I didn't
Wayside.
Realize you were breaking into trashy clubs to see Waka Flocka.
You got to do what you got to do to see Waka Flocka. Jesse McCartney.
We're going full Disney
you
XD.
You know he followed me on Twitter?
Jesse McCartney followed you on Twitter.
I can show you. One day I randomly got a follow, and it was from Jesse McCartney, and it's like the real one because, no, oh my God, it's not Jesse McCartney. I'm sorry. It's Aaron Carter.
Who's Aaron Carter?
Who's Aaron Carter?
Don't make that face at me. Just tell me who Aaron Carter is.
Hold on. He's like a...
I might know. I just don't remember.
He sings a song, like, I Want Candy.
I Want Candy?
Yeah,
what?
You don't know that song.
The one, dun, dun.
Yes, that's Aaron Carter.
What year was that song made?
I don't know.
Is but that look, like the 90s?
Probably.
Or is it the 2000s?
I don't know.
Okay. I never.
Anyways,
I know the song, but I never heard the name Aaron Carter before.
Anyway, sorry. I always get him mixed up with Jesse McCartney, and I don't know why, but I always do. Anyways, Aaron Carter, his Twitter with the official check mark says follows you.
Follows
you. He just followed me randomly one day. I wasn't even following him. I had to follow him back.
Let me see that again. I want to see how many followers as opposed to followings. Yeah, that's not so bad.
Should we let the crowd know? So he follows 243,000 people and he has 615,000 followers.
Right.
And he chose to follow me without me following him first. And I'm not even active on Twitter. Like, I don't tweet that much.
Yeah, I'm not huge on the Twitter either.
I thought that was cool.
I got 1 foot in and 1 foot out on social media.
Yeah. I'm a big Instagrammer.
Mm-hmm. I have a similar account for you. Do you recognize the name Margaret Cho, the comedian?
Yes.
She follows me on Twitter.
That's cool.
Yeah. She. I think it was the same situation. She followed me and I had to follow her back.
That's really cool.
And her followers, it's about yours was like one third. The ratio is about one fifth.
Wow. So. Do you think celebrities just get bored and they're like, let me just like go make someone's day and follow this random person?
Yeah, you know.
Because like, how would they find you?
I think especially an artist, it makes sense because, you know, they want to be in touch with the world and see what other people are talking about because, you know, it might contribute to their art.
Yeah. Maybe we're just social influencers in their mind.
So anyway, I don't know how we get on these tangents.
Sorry.
What happens?
I get distracted. It's been 6 months. There's just random stuff that's going to pop in my head that I have to catch you up on.
So I was at Baker Middle School. Remember that?
Oh, right. Yeah. How did we get on that tangent?
I don't know how that happened. You started talking about your cheerleading and you made it about you. And then
about me. That's why I'm here.
Listen, I was in our old stomping ground where you used to do the cheers. I know middle school's terrible, isn't it?
Yep. Awkward phases
for I'm doing this story, right? And this kid, he walks up to me and he's like looking at me and, you know, he's not saying anything. So I'm just looking at him. I say, hello. And then he keeps looking. And then finally he says, are you from The Simpsons? And I look at him and I say, no, I'm a real person. And then he keeps looking at me. He's like, but you look like you're from The Simpsons. And I was left speechless. This kid, he walks away. I don't know what character he's talking about.
Love
and he starts walking around to all of his friends in the class. He's whispering to them. And then he points and they both look at me. And he keeps doing this with all these people. What character from The Simpsons am I supposed to look like?
I've never seen The Simpsons.
But you know what The Simpsons is.
Yeah, but I don't know.
You get the deal. There's a lot of characters.
Yeah.
So which one is he talking to me about?
I don't know. You should have asked him.
Why was this seventh grader or whatever so convinced?
I love that he was like getting everyone on his side too. Like, hey, look at this random guy who looks like The Simpsons. That's pretty funny. That's savage. That's classic middle school. Do you have to dress like a professional at your job? Or do you wear like a Hawaiian shirt?
No one said anything yet.
So you wore that to work today?
Well, I got hired in the fall. Okay. So that whole 6 month winter fall period, I was wearing sweaters and jeans.
Right.
And
so you wear jeans.
Yeah, I wear jeans. Well, teachers wear jeans.
Right. Yeah, but you're not a teacher.
So what are you saying?
I just didn't know if they made you dress up.
Why would I dress up?
I don't know. Some people are like,
I'm a filmmaker. I don't have to wear a suit.
Yeah, I just was wondering. God.
Well, I have worn Hawaiian shirts a few times. I haven't worn one to a meeting yet.
Ooh, so you should start a trend.
I want to see. I bet the first time they would say, oh, that's a cool shirt. And then the second time would be the real teller, you know?
Yeah.
And then the third time, if they don't say anything, then you know it's okay.
Yeah.
But why would a Hawaiian shirt be bad?
I don't think it's bad.
For a job that I have.
I don't think it's bad.
Could you wear a Hawaiian shirt to your job?
I mean, I probably could. I don't think it'd be like, I don't think I'd get in trouble for it, but people would probably be like, why are you wearing that?
Because
I dress very like business cash.
Yeah, I know. You walked in today and you had your sunglasses on. And you looked like you were walking the red carpet.
Thank you. They were just sunglasses. It was sunny outside.
Oh, that's the soundbite. It was sunny outside. I love that tagline.
Yeah. What
can I say? Well, yes, I'm going to continue wearing. I don't know. You know, part of me says I should try and get a different wardrobe, but.
TV, you just do what you do you.
Yeah.
Don't change yourself.
I go with the flow.
Yeah. If you want to wear a Hawaiian shirt to work, wear it until someone tells you not to. If they never gave you a dress code, you do what you want.
Yeah, they didn't. I asked Burns that when I first started there. I'm like, yo, is there a dress code? He said, I don't know. He's a teacher and he never saw one apparently.
So. Yeah, but I feel like Burns always just wears like a polo and jeans.
Yeah, he wears those jackets with Athens soccer and stuff like that.
Yeah.
He's usually wearing long sleeves. I don't think I've ever seen that guy in a short sleeve shirt. Now that I think about it, it's always been long-sleeved stuff.
Yeah, he does wear a lot of long sleeves. I've never seen him, like, in shorts either. You know, like, teachers sometimes will, like, break out the jorts at the end of the year? I don't think Burns was ever one of those teachers.
I don't remember any teachers having jorts.
I do.
Maybe gym teachers, but...
Jorts are my favorite. Also, those pants that guys wear, like, older men, and then they, like, unzip and turn into shorts. That's innovation. That's amazing. I wish I could get away with that.
Maybe
I'll just do it.
What do you, if a guy wearing those approached you, how would you react?
Bro, I love your shorts.
Really?
Yeah, those are sweet.
You go on a date with those kind of shorts?
Yeah, I think they're so cool.
You're being serious.
Yeah, I think they're so cool.
You're not
cool.
Being sarcastic.
No, like, I mean, I think they're like ugly and like weird, but I think they're so cool. At the same time.
Okay.
I am who I am.
I've yet to crack the code on the mind that is Nicole Roberts.
Same.
This is an ongoing effort for humanity, this podcast, having you as a guest.
Yeah.
We're going to get there one day.
We probably won't, but.
No, you got to have faith. You got to have faith.
Yeah, we'll see.
One of these days, we'll be looking back on this. We'll be cringing.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
You will, not me.
But. I cringe at everything. Yeah. I don't like listening to myself. I don't like seeing myself. I don't know how people put up with me, honestly.
Well,
on that note.
I'm rooting for you.
Thank you so much.
That's all I can say.
I think you end every podcast saying that you're rooting for me. Because my life really that sad to you.
It's the truth.
It's okay.
You
know, TB, this happens every time. You're about to end this, aren't you?
I think so.
Before I ever ask you, TB, how's your dating life going?
We're out of time.
Yeah, exactly. Every time. I have to remember in 6 months from now when I come back that we're going to start off talking about your dating life because it's always focused on mine.
You try and do that.
Listen, you've been single for just as long as I've been.
That
actually,
is true.
That's false.
Well, has it?
I think you've dated someone in your life. I haven't. Right? Like high school, you probably dated someone.
Yeah, I had quotes official relationship before.
See, I never had that, so you have me beat there, but still, for the most part, you've been single just as long as I've been, so I think we need to turn this conversation on you next.
Do you think I need to get on dating apps and try and go on bad dates myself?
I'm just curious to know if you've been on any interesting dates.
No.
Yeah, I feel that.
Come on, I look at your life and I
I'm glad I can inspire you to not date. Dating is terrible. I just hate dating. I hate getting to, sounds so mean. I just like hate getting to know someone like on a date because it feels, not that I enjoy getting to know people, but I hate dates because they're so fake and they're so forced and there's so much unrealistic, dumb pressure.
So it's a societal structure.
Yeah, I hate
a paradigm
it.
That
and I can't, I think my problem is I can't get past that awkward phase because I think it's so fake and annoying that I just am like, I'm out. I have a cat to get home to, you know?
Right. So, it feels like a chore.
Yeah, exactly.
I think just personally, it's because I know you said you've done the dating apps, but you've also gone on dates where you've met people in real life. But
yeah.
I just much prefer the meeting people in the real life part and getting to know them before you start thinking about the whole...
I agree with that. But then it's just like weird because I feel like now all of my guy friends, it would be weird if I like dated them because...
It's been too long.
Right. Yeah. So you have to
there's a narrow window.
It. But you have to time it well, but you can't like plan it because then once you start planning it, then it's like awkward and there's...
Well, that's
pressure.
Where group settings are usually the best for that kind of thing. So try that as you move forward.
Okay. Before we end this, when was the last time you were on a date?
And just like that, the podcast is over.